What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Berti here, helping people to decode YouTube. And with business, the name of the game is getting more exposure, getting as many people as possible to come across you and your brand. And that is where things like public relations and digital marketing come in. This episode is going to focus more on public relations, but we might slip in some digital marketing tips as well. So our guest who joins us, she is a veteran brand and communication strategist with over 10 years of experience. She started Fame and Fortune Brand Management because she wanted to help brands share their messages through a host of public relations and marketing tools. She has formerly worked in public relations for Amazon, Alltech, Kendra Scott, and the International SPA Association. Our guest who joins us is none other than Allie Martin. Allie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm so happy to be here.
Allie, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And so many people have this message that they just want to get out. I know you've helped people with this. And I know that you listening to this episode right now, you probably have that message or that product or that service or that book. And you're thinking, how can I get this out to more people? So I'm wondering, Allie, if you could share with us, like, let's say someone becomes a new client, like, what are you walking through that process with them to set them up for that public relations success?
Yeah, it's so interesting because I think oftentimes people think, oh, I have to have some kind of big story or, you know, something major happen in their life to where it would be media worthy. But the media is looking for stories every single day. You have to think about it. A traditional TV station, they have, you know, a 6 o'clock show, a 7 o'clock show. They may have a noon, a 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then they come back on the air. I know here in Louisville, Kentucky, they come back on at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and then again, 10, 11. And these are each 30-minute or hour shows. And you have to think about a traditional news story is, you know, 30 seconds to a minute and a half. That's a lot of content they have to fill in just one day of news. So if you really think about the value that you can offer to their listeners or their viewers, you know, we're not just talking about TV. You also have to pull in podcasts and radio, and then you have your whole side of print and blogs. So, you know, there's a lot of different avenues that you can get your message out there. And if you just switch your mindset a little bit and think about how they need your value that you can offer, they need your advice, they need your expertise, then it kind of makes it a little bit less, you know, overwhelming or scary because you're offering a service to them and you're being a valuable resource to the media. So it's really kind of, you know, taking it back to square one of what is your story, what can you offer, and then we kind of look to where your audience is. So is your audience reading Garden and Gun magazine in you know, the Southeast region of the United States? Are they more of a New York Times reader? Where are they going to be getting their news and their information? And then that's where we go to deliver your message and your story so that they can give, you know, it gives you credibility, but then it also gives them exposure to your name and your story, you know, to further grow that relationship of hopefully having them as a customer one day.
And Allie brings up several interesting points. One of them being, it's not just about getting the media exposure. It's about getting the right media exposure. For some people, getting featured in the New York Times will do nothing for them because that is not where their clientele is. So It is good to be thinking that way. And podcasts are another option. I know people are going after, like, you know, the big name media outlets, but podcasts and all these like local newspapers, they all present that opportunity. And I think the harder part with being able to get this type of exposure is starting those relationships, because Allie brings up a great point. People are always looking, like, media is always looking for new stories, but at the same time, they get hit with so many stories. So how do we even get in front of people instead of like getting our email deleted or just not getting acknowledged?
And I think you say exactly, you know, what I'm thinking, in the sense of you have to find that right target media audience for your message, but then you have to take it a step further. You can't just get that media hit and expect that their listeners saw it or heard it. That's a great opportunity to share that message with your audience and your following to further build credibility with the people that are already connected to you. So, you know, it also does, you know, think about your podcast, Mark. You know, it does you a great service whenever I'm able to share this interview with my audience to say, hey, I was just on my friend Mark's podcast and, you know, we had a great conversation about public relations. If you're interested, you know, check it out. And then they become a loyal fan of yours as well. But that also helps me build credibility with my audience. They're able to hear my message once again. And, you know, it just provides value again that they're able to say, oh, Allie, she's the expert in media. She's going to be the one that I can turn to for public relations. So, you know, it really can be a symbiotic relationship that is a win-win for everyone.
And Allie brings up win-win because I feel like it's important to think that way, because a lot of people just think of how can I get my name on this news source? How can I say I was featured here? And you could have something valuable to share that, okay, this would benefit the readers, the listeners, but thinking primarily about yourself and then the value later isn't the right way to approach these public relations. Mm-hmm. And the thing with public relations is that it can sometimes take several months of talking back and forth before something comes to fruition. And for people who are just starting, it can be a little frustrating to not see results right away. So what's your advice for people who they have that itch, they want to see it happen, but at the same time, you know, it takes time for these things to sort themselves out?
So when I start working with clients, I ask for a 6-month minimum. And that is because it does take time. You're absolutely right. I do say, you know, start small. I've had some clients that, you know, they haven't done any interviews before. And then they immediately say, okay, well, I want to be on, you know, New York City's number one radio station. And it's like, well, that is not an actual reality. That cannot happen other than, you know, maybe once in a blue moon. So start small. Start with your local radio station. And quite frankly, like, you have a great pitch to them by saying, I'm local. I've listened to your station for years. This is my story. This is what value I think I can bring to your listeners. And that is a much better pitch than just pitching a random station in New York City and hoping that they're going to open your email. So, you know, start small, build up that repertoire of interviews so that when the radio station in New York City says, we would love to have you on, do you have examples of other interviews you've done? You can say, yes, here are 10 other interviews that I've done very similar to what I'm hoping to do with you all. And then they can see that you are great on the air and you can provide valuable resources to the listeners. So start small, but also, when you do go get those hits, make sure you are taking advantage of sharing that with your audience. You know, are you in Facebook groups with other like-minded individuals? Be sharing it there as well. Do you have an email list? Make sure you're sharing it in that email list. You know, there's lots of different avenues to make sure that you are getting the most traction you can from that interview, which then kind of can become like a wildfire almost. You know, I've been on podcasts before when I've shared it out, and then somebody that I didn't even know had a podcast that follows me said, I heard your podcast interview. Can I have you on mine? So it can become a trickle effect. So you really just kind of have to start, know that it does take time. But then as long as you are keeping that out there in the universe and keeping it, the conversation rolling, things do tend to just kind of catch traction.
And with public relations and getting exposure, in my eyes, it's a mix of skill and luck. Skill being you have to approach the like local radio, low-hanging fruit, big opportunity. And then, you know, some other radio executive could listen to your interview and be like, wow, I want you on my radio show. And this happens in podcasting too, because I've done this with people. People have done this with me. So there is that skill and luck factor. But the key thing is you're putting in a lot of initial work to build that multiplier effect. Now, I feel like it's interesting you mentioned, like, you know, being on that, like the biggest radio show in New York City. And I'm wondering, how do people transition from, you know, starting small with the local appearances to then being on those bigger radio stations, or that like Good Morning America, or like something much more mind-boggling and harder to get into?
Well, and I mean, you bring up a great point as far as there is a lot of work on the front end, but I often think about it as, if I never pitch them, I'm going to have a 0% chance of being on the show or having my client on the show. And if I pitch them, I maybe have a 50% chance. Maybe it's even lower, because, you know, there's also the chance they don't even open the email. My chances have increased, at least when I'm pitching. You always get better with pitching the longer you're doing it. The more you're doing it, you get responses, you get feedback from the media. So you are going to get better. That's how you're going to get those higher and bigger outlets and you know, publications. You're going to have a arsenal of interviews that you've done, the links that you can share. And so you're going to be able to show the past interviews you've done, but then your pitches are going to get better. You are going to hone in more on what exactly the messages they share on those outlets. You know, I think it's fascinating. People often think, you know, the Today Show and Good Morning America are, you know, very similar because they're on the same time. They have the same kind of format. They actually share different kinds of stories. You know, what would traditionally be on the Today Show is not something that normally the Good Morning America would share. So you, I think, get better as a viewer, just as a general viewer, of watching those shows and seeing what is a better fit. And you're right, it is a lot of luck, because it is timing. And I tell my clients all the time, I can have 5 media outlets say that they're going to come to your book appearance on your book tour. And then the courthouse will catch on fire and all 5 of those channels will be going to the courthouse. So there are some times where just things happen and it completely throws off the news. You know, I have had clients on their way up to Good Morning America and then a national emergency happens and they get bumped. So it does, it happens. And so when it does actually happen, it all comes through perfectly, like you really did get lucky. But I think you are able to just kind of know your message, know the story you want to tell, and you find that alignment in the outlets out there, and you find exactly the perfect spot, that your story can be told.
We've got more great content coming up, but first we have a message from the sponsor of this episode. Would you like to learn how to use Airbnb to build up your income and pay off your living expenses? If so, you may be interested in an upcoming Side Hustle Paradise Summit, where we have speakers like Kara Berkeley. She's going to go into how she's using Airbnb to bring in additional income and how you can too. So the link to that is sidehustleparadise.com for anyone who wants to check that out. We will have additional links for Kara down below in the show notes for anyone who wants to learn more about her and how she is using Airbnb to build up her income. Those links will be in the show notes. Anyways, let's jump right back into the episode. And that's a really great story example Allie brings up, because the bigger you get, like we're talking like, you know, Good Morning America, we're talking about like one of these big networks. If some kind of national thing does happen, that is going to be the spotlight, because that's going to be what viewers are interested in that moment. So there is that extra dimension. Like, it's not like we're going to cancel like Breakthrough Success and like change course to cover a news story that happens. Like, that's just not the nature of Breakthrough Success. Like, we just keep doing interviews like this, but it can happen in the bigger media scenario. So that is something to think about. It's not something you could really plan for, but it is something that is just important to take into consideration, as Ali shared with us.
You know, you kind of have to think about it as a job interview. You know, I've always gotten the advice when you go on a job interview, maybe you kind of last minute are thinking, I don't know that this is the right job for me. And people have always encouraged me to just still go on the job interview because you're going to get practice doing the job interview. You're going to become more comfortable. You're going to become less anxious. And it's just going to be good practice all around. So think about that in a media interview. If you are preparing for a media interview, and yes, you should prepare for all of your media interviews. I've had clients come to me before and say like, okay, well, I'm going to wing this. And it's like, no, you're not. So you should have your talking points written out in a bulleted form, and you should actually say them out loud, whether you are reading them from the piece of paper or you are, you know, looking at the piece of paper, putting it down, and then trying to practice it from memory. If you have never said those words out loud, it will be very awkward when you do finally say them for the first time on a media interview. So you should be practicing and preparing for that interview so that you can go on stage. And as soon as it gets canceled and you say, oh my gosh, I did all that work for nothing. No, you are more prepared and you are going to be better equipped to be able to go on that next media interview. So think about it that way and think about it as preparation. But, you know, also, I mean, my best advice when you are, when you do finally get that yes, and you are able to schedule that interview, make sure you're prepared and make sure you've practiced. It will come across much better and just more, more natural and authentic if you've practiced and you're prepared.
That's great advice, because if you bomb an interview, not only is that going to hurt you, but radio people, podcast people, like, we look at past interviews, and if we don't like the style of that interview, if we don't like how it goes, then that hurts your chances in the future. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you could argue, you know, when I get the big one, the Good Morning America, or the whichever one, that's when I'm going to come in, memorize my points, rehearse them. This is such a big opportunity. I'm in front of so many people. But if you only wait then and you don't do it leading up to a Good Morning America, first, you could risk bombing an interview, but also you're not going to do it during Good Morning America because you already have that habit of not doing the talking points in the prep. So it is something that, you know, could some people talk off the cuff? Yes, but having the points in front of you definitely allows you to have a much smoother, more professional conversation, which then allows you to get the most out of each media opportunity.
I mean, you're right, because there are people that are very poised and able to, you know, do an interview, you know, just off the cuff. But you have to think about, there are so many people out there that do offer value. You know, I said at the beginning, you know, they have a ton of coverage to fill, and why not you? But you also need to think about it on the flip side. There are plenty of people out there that are experts in the field that you are an expert in. So what's going to set you apart from what they can offer? If you offer a very poised and eloquent delivery of your messages, and you provide tangible takeaways that the listeners and viewers are going to be able to take action on immediately, that's going to be so much better, and that's going to come across so much more clearly to the audience. And again, to your point, Mark, list hosts and you know, anchors and reporters, they pay attention to those things. They know how people have done in the past. And, you know, if they don't like what it sounded like, then they're maybe going to skip you over and go to somebody else. So, you know, use every opportunity that you are talking with the media as a, almost a job interview for that big one, for that big media interview that you are going to hope to have one day.
And I do love the job interview analogy, because it's never like you settle. You keep building up. You get into, now I know we're about entrepreneurship. I have a whole podcast called This Is a Job, but just work with the analogy. You get the job.
Yes.
Then it's like you do an interview for a raise, if that's where you want to go, or you do an interview to get into a higher paying job, or one that offers, better hours. There's always this level up. It's never this settling in. So that I think that's an analogy that a lot of people can grab onto. But with the media opportunities that we get, I feel like the way that most people utilize them is just to get on them, just to get that a little bit of extra exposure, and then to say, oh, I was featured on so-and-so, or I was on this TV show. But I feel like there are not enough people who are really leveraging their media appearances to truly grow their brand just beyond the actual appearance. So what do you advise people to do who they get the local radio show or they're on the podcast? How do you actually use these things to grow your brand after the interview is published?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think the number one place to start is on your website. So do you have a press page or a media appearances page on your website? If not, you should have one. I actually, as a podcast host myself, Mark, I get a lot of my traffic from past guests on my show and the links that they have added to their website. So I really appreciate that and maybe more likely to have them on the show again. But I also know that builds your credibility because as I'm pitching you as a publicist, I'm going to be providing your website link to the media because that is honestly the simplest way to convey to a media person who my client is. They can see their bio, they can see their headshot, and if you have that press page on your website, they can see all the press that you've gotten as well. So that would be my first place to start is to make sure you're adding to that. And quite frankly, you forget a lot of the media appearances you have over the years. So as soon as you're able to kind of have that portfolio all in one spot, you can add to it. Then you aren't forgetting, some of those interviews and you really can look really impressive after a while. I mentioned your social media accounts. That is a great place. That's the kind of content that people that are following you are looking for. I see right now a lot of people on Instagram are kind of doing those one-off quotes as their image. And I really, like, after a while, it's like, okay, I'm inundated with these just quotes or these catchy little phrases. I really want content to dive into. You know, I want those podcast interviews that I can listen to when I'm going from one meeting to the next. So that is a great value you can add to your followers. And then even further than that, your more engaged audience is your email list. That is a great add-on at the bottom of your email list. You may have content that you share every week on a certain topic, but then at the bottom say, hey, looking to dive in more, check out this interview I did for XYZ station and link to it. So again, media outlets are prioritizing interviews that they're doing with people that have a social following and have high social media numbers. So if you are able to just do them another favor one step further by linking back to that story on their website, they are just going to be so pleased with you and be more likely to have you on the show down the road.
And that's a really great point. Ali mentions that sometimes you get on a show twice because of how you promote. And that mm-hmm. just means recurring exposure. It's also a way to present yourself to your audience in a better way that really highlights your expertise. And the way you answer questions, the way you go into detail can really demonstrate your level of talent, which would make someone want to hire you. I mean, listening to this interview right now, I'm not sure if you guys you're at this point, you're enjoying this interview. Like the fact that Ali has really been sharing all of her great insights on public relations, on expanding your brand, I mean, it definitely makes you think about following her work. And we will have links in the show notes, but it is something that you think about when you are listening to, like, when your audience is listening to you being interviewed on someone's show or just getting that overall appearance. So I think that was a really great insight from Ali.
And Mark, I've had guests that have appeared on, I'll use an example of a local TV station, their noon lunchtime show. that's usually the lighter content, you know, more of having a guest on and having them do a cooking demonstration or showing a decorating example for upcoming seasons. I've had people that have just really knocked it out of the park. And before we can even leave the station, they're saying, we want you back next month and we want you back every month after that as a reoccurring guest.
Wow.
That makes it easy for them. You know, you have to think about it. They know you're great. They know you can deliver. And it makes it easy for them to fill that show. They know every month on this day at this time that you're going to be there and you're going to knock it out of the park and deliver really great value. So it, you know, it goes back to that job interview, or you can even say as entrepreneurs, we're, you know, pitching to a client, but it's just your opportunity to shine. And sometimes you can get really lucky and, you know, secure an ongoing guest spot, which is another fantastic way to show your credibility and help you get that next level media hit.
Skill and luck, put the two together, you can have a really tremendous public relations marketing effort. And another way to really expand on that is to follow Allie's work. I hinted at stuff being included in the show notes, so we'll get into that part right now. Allie, where are some places that you want us to follow you on your journey and keep up with your work?
Yeah, I am just on Instagram daily. So I'm at the Allie Martin, and it's A-L-L-I-E Martin. And I share a ton of podcasting, public relations, media, social media tips on my stories every day. I'm just constantly, you know, working with clients and kind of have an aha moment and feel like I need to share this with the rest of the world, because if I'm having this aha moment, it might bring that same reaction to you. So that would be a great place to follow me. And then my company's website is iwantfamefortune.com.
Well, Allie, all those links will be in the show notes. Once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
So great to talk to you, Mark. Thank you so much.